Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 of the Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. And let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray you bless the program today, that you would use it for your glory, Lord. And we just thank you again for the opportunity, especially as we come before you in this this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend. We just ask that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, and challenge us. So we think of the people who gave their lives, Lord, that we can have the freedom to be on the radio like this, have freedom to worship in a church of our choice, to be able to not go to church, even if we don't want to do that. And we just thank you again for the many freedoms that we enjoy. Bless now, we pray, and use the program today for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, again, welcome to the program today, and we are going to probably talk a little bit more about labor or about Memorial Day on our Sunday night program. But I did want to mention again, of course, you know, if you got the opportunity, maybe you don't hear us on Sunday night, but if you've got the opportunity, look into your local paper, and if nothing else, you could probably call your local town hall and find out where there are some events scheduled for Memorial Day celebrations as we honor those, of course, who have served and, of course, have given the ultimate sacrifice. As I like to point out, there's three particular days that we recognize for our military and our military veterans. And, of course, the first one was earlier this month already. It was on the 19th. Saturday the 19th was Armed Forces Day, and that's specifically in honor of those who are currently serving. And then, of course, Memorial Day, which this year is May the 28th, this coming Monday, and that's for those that gave their life in service to the country. And then, of course, November 11th, we have Veterans Day, a day for those who have served. And, you know, we kind of blend them all together. Armed Forces Day actually kind of gets overlooked, but we kind of blend them all together as kind of a combination military and also veteran sort of day of honor. But, you know, and it's, there's nothing wrong with that. But, of course, the main focus on Memorial Day is to remember those who gave their all. So, again, I just hope and pray that if you're able to, that you can get out and that you can celebrate Memorial Day on this coming Monday. Like I said, you can take a look around and hopefully you can find some place with your local town. I know out in Richfield, I'm planning on being out to the observances on Monday at the cemetery there on Broadview Road, and a number of family members there, and so a number of them served in the armed forces at various times, and I think of an uncle that I had, a great uncle, never really knew him. He died many years before I was born. I believe he might have actually died before my father was born. He had served in World War I. And he had inhaled mustard gas, and as a consequence of that, it finally caught up with him. It had damaged his lungs. He did not die immediately after the war, but he was in poor health as a result of that, and finally claimed his life. And, you know, as there are some people that you know, that they struggle from injuries received in service to our country. And we should think of them on these days, disabled veterans and those that are suffering physical as well as emotional, and even in some cases, traumatic brain injuries and things that have caused problems for people. And so we pray for these people and do our best to point people to Christ. You know, I had somebody, you know, you probably heard the old saying, there's no atheists in the foxhole. I remember a gentleman, and I was in a nursing home, and he was a veteran of the Korean War, and he was on this hill that was being bombed, and he said on the hill, he said there was no controversy or argument over what color you were, what religion or denomination you were. He said when those bombs were falling, he said everybody was crying out to God and crying out to God to protect them. And so we need to point people to the ultimate protector, the Lord Jesus Christ, that they could put their cells in his hands. I appreciate Pastor Lutz in the program before talking about salvation and the importance of it. And that was a good program. Hope you had a chance to hear that. Well, a couple other things I wanted to make mention of here. I believe actually today is the day in 1787. Hope I got the year right. When they put together the Constitution. I think I'm going to probably have messed that up. Pastor Lutz was telling me that on his way out, and knew I should have wrote it down. But we celebrate Constitution of the United States that these men and women have sacrificed their time and their effort and in many cases their lives to uphold and protect so that we could enjoy the freedom. I wouldn't be able to be here doing this program on the radio if it weren't for that. Well, let's see. I want to talk about something else. I'm going to switch gears here a little bit here this afternoon. And like I said, I'll talk about Memorial Day perhaps a little bit more on Sunday night at our 11 o'clock program. And just a reminder that I'm the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And if you're looking for a place to worship where we stick with the Word of God and we try to help people learn and understand the Word of God. I hope that maybe you'll consider coming out and visiting us. We're in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5173 Brecksville Road. That's State Route 21, right there where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike meet. In fact, we meet in the meeting room there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We can see the toll booths from the turnpike right where we're sitting. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. If you can't make it on Sunday, we'd love to have you come out for our Friday night Bible study. We have that this Friday night, every Friday night from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study. We have coffee, hot water for tea or whatever, and various snacks and things like that people bring in. And we just basically spend the time talking about the Bible. And same thing we do on the radio program a lot, questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And there's certainly a lot of current events to discuss in light of God's Word. And so I invite you to come out and visit us there. If you're looking for a place where you can ask questions, it's unfortunate. So many churches, even so many people don't want you to ask questions. And we encourage that. So if you've got questions about the Bible, we believe God has answers. And we'd love to have you come out to our Friday night Bible study. We'd love to see you tonight. You can come out tonight, 7 o'clock. And if you can't stay for the whole 2 hours, that's fine. If you want to stay for more than 2 hours, that's fine as well. Oftentimes we're there an hour and a half longer sometimes after we officially end the Bible study, just people still talking and asking questions. And sometimes we'll take one topic and go with it all night long. Sometimes we'll go through a dozen topics, but they're not topics that I bring. It's topics that you who visit the Bible study bring. And so I encourage you to come out. You can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and that'll also point you to some other things, our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find us there, and you can even watch our live broadcast there, you can link over to our church Facebook page from that as well, and we'll be on there tonight, hopefully. But at any rate, also invite you to visit East Coast Pizza over on the east side, Garfield Heights, if you're hungry. Let me heartily recommend East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza. Call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100, located right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School at 4889 Turney Road. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, 216-341-9100. All right, well, there was another event that took place yesterday that I wanted to mention, and there's a movement out there. I've encountered it several times dealing with various things, and I've even touched on some of these things from time to time on the radio. And there's a group of Christians that call themselves Matthew 25 Christians, and Matthew chapter 25, where they get this from, is the passage which talks about the sheep nations and the goat nations, and we'll come back to that here momentarily. But this group called Reclaiming Jesus, you can find them online, and I'm not going to go through all the details on them, but basically this is a group that believes that people like myself, people like Pastor Lutz that preceded me, people like Pastor Resnacko that's going to follow it at 2 o'clock, that we are a threat to Christianity, that we are undermining Christianity. And the reason is, well, there's a multitude of reasons, but let me just read through this a little bit here. This is coming from Reclaiming Jesus website. He says, "We're living through perilous and polarizing times as a nation, with a dangerous crisis of moral and political leadership at the highest levels of our government and in our churches. We believe that the soul of the nation and the integrity of faith are now at stake. It's time to be followers of Jesus before anything else, nationality, political party, race, ethnicity, gender, geography. Our identity in Christ precedes every other identity. We pray that our nation will see Jesus in us." And then they quote some scripture here, but let me just point out that so far, what we're reading doesn't sound so bad. It really doesn't. But then it starts in on this: when politics determines our theology, we must examine that politics. Now, there's a statement where, when we stop to think about this, I learned this a long time ago, what the left says about their enemies when they accuse people of things is generally the things that the left is guilty of themselves. And we could see that in the last presidential race and the way things are going on right now. They're accusing, for instance, right now, President Trump of being a threat to our Constitution, a threat to our form of government, a threat to freedom, that he is clamping down on free speech, that he hates women, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, the very things that they accuse him of is what they're guilty of. And I really conflicted how much I want to talk about what's going on right now. I know a number of other things have been talking, our programs have been talking about this. We've touched on it from time to time, but basically I'm referring to the idea that, or not the idea, but the fact that the Obama administration, the Democrat National Committee, and the Hillary campaign during the last presidential election used the law enforcement, the FBI, and the intelligence apparatus of this country, and in course of using fake documents through the FISA courts to get permission to surveil Donald Trump's campaign and people in his campaign, and then they lied about it. And when President Trump, after he was elected, talked about how there was evidence indicating that his campaign was being surveilled, he used the term wiretap, but we know what he meant. And in fact, Many people say, oh, yeah, his phones were tapped, but we know what he meant being surveilled. And the left-wing media, the Democrats, and even Obama and Hillary and all those people were, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's delusional. Well, hey, the facts have come out. They were doing exactly those things. And the spin today is now, of course, that none of this happened. It's all his imagination. And law enforcement official, I heard this on Channel 5 last night, all law enforcement officials and intelligence officials say nothing happened. Well, James Clapper was on The View, I think earlier this week, I believe is when it was, or perhaps the end of last week. And he said that President Trump should be thankful that they had somebody in his campaign. So here's James Clapper, if you don't know, currently a CNN commentator. He was the director of national intelligence under Barack Obama. And he's saying that they were surveilling his campaign and had somebody inside. In fact, the indications now is that he had two or more people inside the Trump campaign spying and sending back information. And all this was done. Remember, Hillary was able to sabotage and cheat and lie and steal her nomination away from Bernie Sanders, and they just assumed they'd be able to do that with Donald Trump as well, and that they would never get caught. Remember, there was somebody pointed out that one of the things that Hillary said in the run-up to the election is that if she didn't win, that they were all going to hang together. Interesting statement, huh? Well, now when we start seeing the abuses of the FISA court, the abuse of our national intelligence apparatus, and the abuse of the FBI in spying, it makes, you know, Watergate. They just broke into a hotel room where the Democrat National Committee was meeting and using as a headquarters and stole some files. This right here, they used the FBI and the FISA courts and the intelligence apparatus to go after an opposition candidate, and then after he won, to try and destroy him, to keep him from being seated as president, and then, of course, after he became president and took the office and everything, trying to get him to resign. And so I've digressed further than I wanted to. But when we read this statement, when politics determines our theology, we must examine that politics. Well, those in the left, the National Council of Churches and groups like that, their politics, let's just say they're not the same as my politics, and probably many of you who are listening. Anybody remember getting the Reader's Digest? I remember we always got that when I was growing up. My mom always subscribed to that, and I even remember when I was in the Air Force, my mom had sent me, I think, a subscription, or my grandmother had sent me a gift subscription to it, so I received it for a number of years and always enjoyed it. But the Reader's Digest, back in the late 70s, early 80s, did an expose of the communist control and infiltration of the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches. And in fact, there was a guy, his name slips my mind right now, but he was the head of the Romanian intelligence services back during the Ceausescu era there, and Ceausescu era. And as such, he had access to other countries in Eastern Europe that were behind the Iron Curtain. For those of you who remember, during the Cold War era, we had what was called the Iron Curtain, and the Soviet Union dominated a variety of countries that were communist countries. And gentleman, as the head intelligence agent under Ceausescu there in Romania, had access to the Kremlin and the KGB and to the Stasi in East Germany and various other East European intelligence groups. And he has since, of course, he defected back in the 1980s, I believe it was, to the West, a tremendous fount of information for the West. And he attests in his interviews and writings that the KGB is actually the founder of the World Council of Churches, and at least indirectly of the National Council of Churches. So when People representing the National Council of Churches and affiliate with the World Council of Churches says when politics determines our theology, we must examine that politics. I would say absolutely. When your politics echo that of an atheistic theology, which is what communism is, I would certainly question your politics. But at any rate, this group of people is upset, and I've already gone past the time that I have to talk about this today. So I'm just trying to sum up some things here real quick. But they are accusing, of course, the Christian right, evangelical Christians, of betraying Christ, of being xenophobic, of putting America first and not Jesus Christ first. And so it's really kind of sad that we see these people who do not accept the Word of God. They reject, as they say, white nationalism, racism, which we do, of course, as well. But they're saying that if you're an evangelical Christian, they're trying to tar you with these evils of racism and things of this nature and bigotry. And they're trying to label the evangelicals for this because we support conservative politicians. We support Donald Trump as president of the United States. Now keep in mind, in the race, we had a candidate in Hillary Clinton who was a proven liar, who had broken federal law. You know, when I was in the Air Force, I handled thousands of highly classified documents. I had a type of clearance that Hillary Clinton had, and so I know what that all what that entails. And she should be in a federal penitentiary right now just for what she did with her mishandling of classified documents. And then, of course, she covered up for her husband's predation on women. He assaulted women, he raped women, and then she was took the charge of assassinating the character of these women who dared to speak up against her husband's assaults of sexual predation on them. And this is the person that these people behind this Reclaiming Jesus organization thought was the moral candidate who should have been president. Now, was Donald Trump a perfect candidate? Absolutely not. If you've been listening to our program, you know that I did not support him initially. My hope was that Ted Cruz would make it. But, hey, Donald Trump has been very friendly to Christians. And it's not Donald Trump that said Christians are going to have to change their beliefs. That was Hillary Clinton. It's not Donald Trump that accused Christians of bitterly clinging to their guns and their Bibles. That was President Obama. And flawed that he may be, I believe God has used him tremendously. And Donald Trump has done much to raise the level of the poor in this country, unemployment at historic lows, and we look at wages increasing, and the number of women that he's put into positions of authority, cabinet level of, positions and other things, and yet he's the misogynist, and it's all these things. But anyway, I want to get back to something here, Matthew chapter 25, real quick before I run out of time. I know we've probably spent more time on some of these things building up to this. We need a whole hour for this, really, and I'm trying to cram a lot of information into this. But in Matthew chapter 25, this is where they get the term Matthew 25 Christians. It says, in starting verse 34, and I'm going to have to read through just a portion of this, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when saw we sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." And they're saying that this is the mark of salvation. This is the main purpose of the church today, the Christians today. No, this is a prophetic passage dealing with things that are going to happen during the tribulation and the judgment of the nations of the world at the end of the tribulation. Now the main message is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're to lead people to Christ and then bring them into churches, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's our main message, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. These other things come along with that. Well, we're out of time. I want to thank you for listening. If you don't hear me Sunday night, have a great Memorial Day.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.